Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to today's episode. I'm excited to share with you today's topic. It's something that I've kind of created after I've reflected back on my journey. As I've mentioned before, it was a 15-year budgeting-focused journey for me. I did some budgeting before that, but when I had my aha moment and I knew I needed to get really focused and head towards my specific goal of being able to retire, when the option presented itself, that I would be prepared. So over this journey, you know, it's more than just income, expenses, you know, saving, paying off debt. All of that is correct, but sometimes I feel like there's not enough information out there that gets into the feelings, right? And I'm not even talking about mindset. I'm talking about the struggles and the challenges that you will face in every phase that you can expect. And I'm hoping that as I share this and share what I learned on my journey, that you can move through these phases more quickly. Still, money is a long game because it takes time to earn, it takes time to invest, it takes time to build, all of those things. But I think getting through, you know, at least the first three phases that I'm going to describe are so important to us having quicker success and bigger success. So hopefully this will resonate with you and pick some things out. Think about as I share the phases, like where you are at in the phase, and I'm going to give, you know, things to look for and then things that you can do to kind of help yourself move along. So while this is not exact, this is something I experienced. So I believe others are going to have the same experience. And so, yeah, follow this framework for yourself to be successful with budgeting. All right, phase one. And I got really clever with the name. It's the new phase, right? It is new, whether this is your first time or your 100th time starting to budget. It is going to be rough. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is rough. It will never work. And you are going to be frustrated a lot. Well, great, financial coach. You're giving me a lot of motivation here. No, I'm giving you reality. All right. So with this frustration, there's a reason for all of these feelings. And there's a reason why your numbers aren't working. You've never used a budget before. Even if you kind of kept track, right, like very, you know, pretty good, you're at a different level. You're experiencing more. Your awareness level is going deeper. And at before, you didn't know your spending habits. So you guessed to create the budget, which that's all a budget is a guess. It's an estimate. It's a plan. And the more you use it, the more you work with it, the better it will be. So I'm in phase five, which we will get there eventually, and I still have adjustments for different things, right? But I am beyond the frustration. I am beyond that it's completely wrong, and I'm beyond that, oh my gosh, this will never work. So as you're experiencing these feelings, you need to reflect on the why. Not you, because you know you can't say, oh, I didn't do it right. It's not it. You need to look deeper than that. Look at the numbers. Why are they not working? Why does it seem a mess? What is causing your frustration? And I can guarantee that as you, you know, think about these expenses as they're coming in and they're causing frustration, think through it at that moment. Yes, it's going to take some time. But with that, as you start becoming more and more aware what's causing the feelings, causing the frustrations, expenses that are creeping in, right? Because that's typically what it is. Once you start thinking about it, you will start discovering the things that need to be in your budget. That is phase two. So before I jump into phase two, I just want to answer a couple questions about phase one. How long can you expect to be in this phase? My guess is 3 to 6 months, right? So the more time you can be aware and look at the numbers and experience a certain amount of time frame, you will start discovering those things that are not in your budget, that should be in your budget. And so as you are doing that, as you go, okay, instead of frustration, this needs to be in there, you have just moved into phase two, which is the discovery phase. So typically at the beginning of this phase, you are reactive. You are reacting to the expenses as they show up. And you're like, oh, yes, I see. Oh, and then as you do that, your mind can expand to the proactive, right? You will start thinking about and discovering for yourself expenses that you know are similar to these and start including these in your budget. Now, what expenses am I talking about? These are the expenses that knock you off budget. They are not regular because they don't happen every month, but yet they are regular because they happen every time they happen. And what I mean by that is Christmas. You have school fees when school starts. You have birthdays, right? You have summer travel. All of these expenses should be in your monthly budget. And because you were not discovering those things outside of the monthly budget, and that's the thing that needs to be lost, right? It's not a monthly budget. It is a household budget. We need to create a budget that is there for our household. So as you start discovering reactively and proactively, you will create a better budget. Again, how long will you be in this phase? I would say 6 to 12 months. You know, depends on how quickly you can get in the mind of what these expenses are, you know, having yourself some time. Definitely after 12 months, you will have experienced pretty much everything, right? So things that typically happen in your household in a 12-month period, you have now included in your budget. So there still may be some surprises along the way as life happens. I think that's the other thing to remember as you're budgeting, that life will happen and life throws you curves and you've got to be prepared. So in last month's episode, I shared about budget behaviors and I talked about being flexible. Huge, huge, especially during phase two, okay? As you're getting there and discovering. So in phase two, you started seeing the power in, like, you know, anticipating these expenses. Oh, yes. Okay. So in 4 months, we're going to have this and I'm going to start doing that. That hopefully this helped you visualize the next phase, which I called building. All right. So if I'm just paying expenses that happen, that really just make me survive life, right? But I really want to go on that, you know, summer vacation because our son is going to be a senior and I want to do one last family vacation. And you know the story, right? Whatever story that is, and then you start building it. You start building it into your budget. So phase three, understanding that what you want in the future has to be in your, as I now call it, your household budget, right? Your monthly budget. You are starting to fund that a monthly or by paycheck to be able to, at some point in the future, have that goal reached. And I'm talking the summer vacation, the rental home, the, you know, whatever it is, college for your kids, you insert your goal here. Phase three is all about building beyond the expenses that our lives bring, okay? It's not just about fees for school. It's not just about the fees for the sports activities. It's about the things we want to enjoy out of life beyond that. So this phase can move fairly quickly as you explore what you want in life. The thing that's going to hold you back is the amount of income you have. So as you're building, you're going to see demand on your income monthly and the limitation it might have in creating these goals you're wanting to build for the future. And it is through this that you start seeing, all right, if I really want to achieve these things I want to build, right? I want to throw a quick thing in here. As I would, quote, build my budget and my income was stretched, I would add those items in my budget so I knew what it was that I wanted to shoot for next, okay? Just throwing it in there so you don't forget it, so you see it, so that you know, oh yes, that is on my, quote, to-do list. I want to get there. And as you start, you know, seeing this and seeing the power behind budgeting and seeing how you have control in building what you want, you move into phase four. Now, I believe phase three and phase four work together very well, but once you're into phase four, you are starting to refine your budget. You're willing to change your spending. You're willing to move your expenses so that they will directly affect your goals and desires. So it's phase four where you get in deeper, right? You've built your dream, but now phase four, you're working hard to feed that dream. You want it to happen. The more quickly you can do that, the, you know, more quickly you get to do it. So I shared a post today, and I don't know, this will be airing in November, so a month ago, I shared a post about income equals expenses, and that's a budget, right? And it is with that that we make developments to become more and more financially stable, independent, and all of the things. So phase four is definitely where you're going to spend a lot of time. You're going to want to make these things happen because you've seen the power with budgeting and working hard and exploring. Now, in my story with about the six steps that I used to achieve financial freedom, step six was all about teaching myself about different financial topics. This would be in phase four. Learning, exploring, you know, understanding different ways of cutting your expenses, increasing income, all of those things, like really just educate yourself. On that same podcast, I talked about when paying off debt, which I believe was in last episode. I shared that at a time when we were so penny pinched, because of an expense that had fallen in our lap, I, prior to that, had explored frugalism, thrifty, which I think is now minimalism, right? I'd explored it. And honestly, having that understanding of the things I could do came in such a good time with that. I employed some things that helped cut us, you know, some more money so that we weren't over budget, so that we were still thriving until we could make a bigger change with this expense that fell in our lap. And so, you know, go exploring, go understand, grow. Phase four, you are going to be in for a while because, again, like I said, money takes time to grow. Money, you know, to come to you, time for expenses to kind of go down, especially if you're trying to influence utilities and those types of things, it can take a little bit of time. So remembering phase three is building and remembering phase four is refinement and that they work together. You're going to flip-flop between these two phases, moving forward until you reach the final phase. And the final phase is called stability. Your budget pretty much doesn't change, right? Again, it's a household budget, kind of created monthly, but it's a household budget. And I am in this stability stage, right? I don't have a lot of changes. I don't have a lot of fluxes. You know, fortunately, my income is not irregular. But after you use your budget and after you've grown it and built it and refined it, you will get to a point where you don't need a lot of changes. It is on autopilot. It is moving forward. And sometimes I feel bored by it, honestly, because for years, it's been the mechanism that has gotten me there, right? So it's a very relaxed phase. Unexpected expenses, we typically already know we can foresee them in the future. You know, changes with age is when changes of insurance happen, additional money is coming in, but also as inflation has gone up, right? That has hit everybody. But even in the stability stage, I know where the money's going to be shifted from. It's quick, it's easy. So like I said, you know, budget is never 100% correct, even in the stable phase. It is roughly 95 to 99% correct, but you have a better understanding of all of your expenses, of all of your monies, and you know, where you can make the changes when it needs to happen. So let me recap those phases, and please reach out if you have questions, you know, about any of the phases. If you need me to delve into them deeper, I hope I've described them well enough like you can understand these, you know, different phases you're going to be in. Just like a toddler learning to crawl. Well, I guess a toddler doesn't crawl, right? Baby crawl, and then a toddler walks, and then your child is running. It's pretty much the same idea. So phase one is new. It's hard. It's rough. Man, it's just really, really, really sucky. That's all I can say about that. But stay at it, because once you figure out why it is so hard, why it is such a mess, why it is causing frustration, you move to phase two, which is discovery. Again, you are discovering these things that are throwing you off budget or that you didn't have, that they should have been there. And so you start incorporating those. Then it gets your mind going and you start thinking about the expenses that, oh, all right, well, if this one should be in here, what about this, this, and this? So then you're moving from, so, you know, discovery phase has that two-parter, that reactive and that proactive. Once you understand you can be proactive with expenses, you start seeing the power in budgeting and the power in building towards your goals. That's phase three, building. What a fun phase. Being able to personalize this budget for you and what your family wants and what you and your spouse, whoever it is, if you're single, right? This is your building phase. Get here quickly. Get here as quickly as you can. You know, and like I said, phase one is going to be 3 to 6 months. Discovery phase is going to be 6 to 12 months. So, you know, and then building, get in there and start building what you want. Go back to my budget burnout so that you know you're not going to burn out and keep this going. Find your well-oiled machine and move to phase four, because you have built a lot. There's a lot you desire to do with your money. Money is just being stretched, right? Now, remember, in your younger years, you're going to have less money than as you get older. I really hope that's the case for you. And you can move to phase four with a refinement, whether you increase income, reduce expenses. That's the only way to keep adding in those things you want to build. You will spend 12 to 18 months refining your budget. It could take longer. Again, this is where you really start asking yourself what it is you want with your money. Between phase three and phase four, you can see so much power, so much control that it just hopefully will get you fired up like it did myself. And eventually you'll be in phase five where you're coasting. It's just stable. You know, everything is just pretty much on autopilot and you are enjoying life. So I hope that helps. Again, like I said, please reach out if you have questions, if there's something that crossed your mind that you're still struggling with and I didn't cover. You can message me on Instagram or go visit my website. My email address is there as well. If you want to book a call to discuss it, I am open to, yeah, just helping and clarifying and get you moving on your journey. So thanks again for listening and we'll see you next time. Every month, I will be hosting a workshop, whether it's a 90-minute workshop or a 3-hour, which would be over 3 days. I am sharing tidbits on lots of different topics throughout the year. I would love to have you check out my website, see the upcoming workshops, and join me. These will be via Zoom. They will give you an opportunity to ask questions, get coaching immediately, and again, further your progress with money. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.